peace, everyone, and welcome to the Divine Principality Podcast. I'm your host, Shah Prince Allah, along with my beautiful wife and co-host.
Peace, my name is Raquel.
And we've been married for 9 years, going on 9 years now. And a little bit about me, I'm a revolutionary, a 5%er, a father of 3 beautiful sons. And pretty much just looking for the liberation of Black people and raising strong, beautiful kings.
Peace. So I am a nurse. I am a mother of 2 beautiful little boys. I am very much into health and wellness and psychology and philosophy, and I'm a spiritual person. So I think a lot of the things we talk about will probably be coming from those angles. But I as well am very much a revolutionary, I think, in my own way, probably not the same ways as him, but I definitely, you know, that's a huge thing that we first connected on. So it's definitely a very big part of our lives.
You suck. You're just going to get my whole introduction up out of here, right? With your nurse and okay.
No, I'm just saying those are my perspectives that I bring to the table.
You heard me go first and now you want to top me. It's all right.
Listen, we're not recording. This is like our 7th time recording this intro. We're not recording it again.
So today we're going to talk about a few things. We got a few things on our mind, going through a few things. And I mean, we figured this would be a good avenue to, you know, reach out to people and, you know, share a few things that we go through, share a few things that's on our mind, share a few things, a few of our perspectives and so forth.
And I also feel like we just needed not only to share our perspectives on things, but I feel like we also needed a new creative outlet. And so this is something we've been wanting to do for a long time. And, you know, I feel like it's the right time for us to dive into it. So
let's dive right in.
Let's dive in. So today, you know, something that we kind of want to talk about, I think, because it's relevant to what's going on for you right now, is dealing with people that drain you, dealing with toxic people, and, you know, some of the things that come along with that, some of the complications that might come along with that, as well as kind of appreciating the people that fill you up, that fill up your tank, that add some positivity to your life, because I feel like, you know, it's important to balance out when we're talking about, you know, the negative and, you know, the negative aspects of things, to definitely talk about, you know, what we're grateful for and people that we appreciate. So I know, you know, this really has to do with stuff you're going through right now, but you've definitely helped me through things like this in the past. So let's talk about that.
Okay. So, I mean, to make a long story short, there's somebody that I'm really close to, that, you know, it's just a draining person. It seems like every time I allow this person into my life, or every time I let this person get close, this isn't a new thing. It's been going on for years. You know, you get close to somebody and you allow them to have intimate information about your life, and then that ends up blowing up in your face, right? But you're close to this person, so time goes by and you mend wounds, so to speak, and then you get close again and then it blows up in your face again. But you keep on falling into, at least me, for that matter, I keep falling into the same trap over and over and over again. And it's interesting because I don't expect much different, yet I still become frustrated and drained and depressed when I get what I've been getting.
Right. And I think part of things we've talked about and things that, you know, you reminded me of and I remind you of is expectations when dealing with people. So especially when you see patterns, right? So is it Albert Einstein that says the definition of insanity is, you know, repeating the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result or something like that? So, you know, I think I go into, when you're dealing with this person, or say, for instance, when I'm dealing with this person, now I'm not as emotionally connected to this person, so I'm an outsider looking in. But when I deal with this person, I go in, and it's not that I put them in a box, but I definitely I have these boundaries, right? So I definitely go in knowing kind of what to expect. I know what things not to talk about. I know kind of where to draw the lines. And, you know, I'm very much able to kind of go in with that mindset. But it's harder when you have a stronger emotional connection. So it's harder for you. And so you, I feel like, are more of a black and white person. I'm definitely gray. So you go in and it's kind of like, well, we're going to vibe or we're not going to vibe. And if we're not going to vibe, like, I'm just going to cut them out. And I struggle with support in that part when you do that, because I, you know, part of my values and kind of how I grew up is when I have these people that I have loyalties to, you know, whether they're family or friends or whoever, if they're part of your circle, you don't ever really cut them out completely. You know, I feel like that's more of a newer age millennial concept. You know, we're considered Xennial, so we're in our mid-30s, but you know, we don't identify 100% as millennials. I don't think you don't, right?
No, I don't.
Okay. So I don't identify as a millennial, but, you know, I feel like that's kind of a new thing now that mental health is, you know, there's this huge awareness around it. People definitely are more quick, I think, to cut people off, and whether they're, you know, close family or friends or whatever. And I feel like that's something I definitely struggle with, because that's just was such a huge thing that we didn't really do growing up. And like, no matter what, they were just kind of like the crazy person in your life, or like the hard person in your life that you didn't really like being around, but you tolerated them. And so it's hard for me to support that when you want to do that, but I understand why you would want to do that.
Yeah. Well, and ironically enough, just coming from my upbringing, I was raised by my mother, and my mother is an individual who, if enough is enough, when she's done dealing with you, she's done dealing with you. She'll cut you off, move to a whole nother state, and never talk to you again. And that's the woman that I was raised mm-hmm. by. So just having that upbringing, it made it a lot easier. I mean, I've dealt with family just because of her cutting people off, and me being a child and her child, I'd end up having to cut those people off too. They'd just be distant from my life just because of her. And this is family and people that was close or supposed to be close to us at a young age. So I kind of got used to that. But also later on in life, I was put in a position where I was taken away from everybody and forced to be by myself, which makes it even more easier for me to just cut people off. And mm-hmm. especially people like, you know, that are toxic and have nothing but negativity to offer your life. You know, there's a lesson in the 5% that deals with a people who are described as the 10% or the bloodsuckers of the poor. And these people will drain you until you are literally dead, whether that is spiritually and sometimes even physically. Yeah. You know, and they won't give up until they actually bring about that. And then might not even be their intention. It's just sometimes this is just who people are. And like right now I'm struggling with that, because like we were saying, you know, there's somebody that I'm really close to. And every time I let this person back into my life, they end up draining me of all of my energy, lying to me, and basically just bringing a whole bunch of negativity with them. And I know this ahead of time going in, yet I still fall victim every time.
Right, right. And it's hard because, you know, I think when you first dealt with this person, and I witnessed an interaction, and I kind of was shocked, and I kind of made you aware of the dynamic and how, you know, unhealthy it was. And I gave you some advice on how to deal with it, and you did. But, you know, I feel like I've taken that advice as far as I could possibly, because like I said, my line gets drawn when it's like, okay, I'm going to cut this person off completely. You know, I've definitely cut people off completely when they weren't close, super close to me, like definitely really not any family members. You know, you get into fights with family, but I've never really cut anybody off completely. We eventually are in each other's lives again. But you know, I've definitely cut friends off 100%, but they weren't people, again, they weren't like people I grew up with or that I have strong connections with. So I don't really know how to help you with that part or how to help you make that decision. That's something that, you know, you definitely need to do some soul searching with a little bit more on your own. And no matter what, if you feel like that's what you need, I'm gonna support you 100%. But I think, you know, exploring what's important, I think, is just exploring those boundaries a little bit more and seeing, you know, where you could tighten them up and, you know, go from there. That's what I would do.
Yeah, and I mean, I've been contemplating a whole lot lately, you know, going through a whole bunch of different scenarios in my head where, you know, you could still maintain a relationship with individuals, but not necessarily take on the burden
Right.
of dealing with that individual or those individuals. And I mean, it's really difficult
It is.
because sometimes people don't allow you that distance.
It's true.
It's kind of like the vampires. You know how, like, when you let a vampire in your house, you can't ever keep them out. They can come back whenever. Like, if you don't let them in, they'll never get in. But if you let them in, you can never get them out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's kind of like that with this person. And it's interesting that I would use a vampire and a bloodsucker all
Right.
in there. I didn't even think about that ahead of time. But it's like,
It's very interesting.
it's literally what it is. It's like this person drains me. And once I let that person in, like, it's so difficult to get out because they wrap themselves around so many different aspects of life that it's like, okay, so now what do I do to get you back to a place where you can't hurt me anymore like you are?
Right. I mean, I will say, and this is like enough material for a whole other episode, but I've mentioned this to you before. My psych sirens go off big time when you talk about this person and you use those kinds of words because it points to major kind of, you know, psych issues. But we all have psych issues. You know,
What
it's
do you mean?
nothing
What
to just
kind of words are you saying?
when you say like bloodsucker and that kind of thing, you know, it just to me is like a huge personality issue. But, you know, we all have. Like I said, we all have psych issues in our own way, and there's nothing to be ashamed about there. But I think being aware of that and maybe helping people try to get help on their own, or if they're not able to, which in this case, I don't think this person is able to do that. I feel like a big thing is just kind of say, like putting up those boundaries. But it's again, you have to explore what those boundaries are within yourself of just, you know, I think you should get help. You're not willing to get help, you know, but this is the nature of what our relationship can kind of be, you know, and that's something that we need to talk a little bit more about, I think. But I don't know about you. I need to refill my water and take a little break because this is heavy.
Yeah, I think a break is in order. We'll be right back, guys.
Peace, we're back. So I just feel like I should put a little disclaimer in here, and we probably should have said this at the beginning. I mean, I don't know if you guys have gotten this vibe from us yet, but we're definitely people that don't shy away from heavy topics. You know, I think constantly around our house, we're talking about, you know, heavier things, political things, things that really matter to us. And I don't think there's really ever any kind of superficial stuff happening over here. I mean, we like to have fun, and we'll definitely include some of that stuff, but, you know. We started off our first episode with kind of a heavier topic, and that's kind of what to expect from us, I think.
Yeah, and I have some pretty controversial views that she's gonna try to censor and try to stop me from saying.
Not gonna try to
But
censor you.
yeah, everything's real over here.
Yeah, everything's real. I don't think I'll try to censor you, but I think, you know, given the nature of my work, I think I just worry about that a little bit, but you know. It is what it is.
We won't even get into the nature of your work right now.
I know. We have to live our truths, right?
So, on the contrary to what we were talking about earlier, people that drain you, bloodsuckers of the poor, there are also people that could do the exact opposite.
Right.
So today, while I'm going through a very draining situation, I've been going through this draining situation for the last couple of weeks now. We did have some company today who came over and
I think we can say who it is because he's going to probably make lots of appearances because he's a very important part of our lives.
Yeah, so it's our, well, okay, you introduce him. You introduce me.
Okay. Aside from my husband and my children, this person is probably the next most important person in my life. He's my cousin and he's my best friend, aside from my husband and my children. And yeah, let's just call him J Dub.
Yeah, Dubs is like a brother to me. I've always, so a quick story about Dubs. So we rewind all the way back to junior high school. School's getting out. And you know how at the end of junior high, there was always a fight after school. But they were always like just regular fights. You get out there, there's a fight going on. Somebody's getting beat up. Maybe not. There's a headlock going on. You know, some good stuff. Everybody runs when the truant officer comes and it's a very good day. But this particular day, I go outside and there's blood everywhere. I'm talking about this guy is getting beat down badly. Now, this is a real tall dude. And I'm like, he looks like he probably doesn't even go to the school, but the kid that's beating him up definitely does. J-Dub. J-Dub got this guy's blood all over the place. And I don't know him at the time, but I've never seen anybody get beat up like that. I don't know. I'm getting ready to see him beat some more people up in life.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was how I met Jay.
Yeah.
Coming out of school and beating somebody up.
So it just so happens that, you know, my husband and I met in middle school, junior high back then. It was called junior high. And he was my first kiss. And just a little background. I mean, we can tell the whole story at another time. But he was my first kiss. And we were together in junior high. And then I broke up with him when we were entering high school for a lot of different reasons. That's a whole other story. But then
she should have stayed, guys.
But then we reconnected later in life, like probably 14 years later. As different people, which we probably wouldn't have been if we hadn't broken up. But anyway, I say that to say he had his own relationship with Jay back then, and he has his own relationship with Jay now outside of meeting him as my family member.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Jay, today's Jay's birthday. Happy birthday, Jay. We love you so much. And he called, you know, we both wished him a happy birthday, and he called and said, I'm hungry. So, you know, we were just chilling. So Sha was like, yeah, you can come through. And I started cooking and he came through. And he definitely ended up feeding our souls. You know, we fed him and we gave him a meal, but he definitely fed our souls. I know you think I'm cheesy, but he did. He definitely, especially you, I could tell he was definitely, you know, the things he was speaking about were hitting a note with you.
Yeah, because it's kind of like, you know, you're going through some things and you're in a slump and depression, and then somebody comes over and they, I mean, have you ever just had somebody that talks directly? You don't even talk to this person about what you're going through, but they talk directly to what you're going through, and not only talk directly to it, but also offer solutions to what you're going through, not even realizing you're going through that exact situation and they're offering you solutions. In actually making you feel better about what you're going through. And I mean, that's what he offered today. And it was, I mean, he came in, we set the mood. He came in, he lit the sage and...
Wait, no. He came in, I was in the other room changing. He came in and first harassed you because you had the shades down.
Right. It was too dark in here.
It was too dark in here. Let the light in.
He said, God is in the light.
Right. He's like, you're God. Why are you in the dark?
Yeah.
So that's the first thing he said.
Yep, that's how it started. So he opened up all the blinds, let the light in, and then he lit some sage. And immediately, it seemed like the atmosphere in the house changed.
Mm-hmm. As soon as I inhaled that sage, I was like, it was like my soul felt it. I was like, when's the last time we saged? We saged when we moved in, but we haven't saged since then. That was a few months ago.
Yeah, and I'm not really one into the whole...
I am.
Light some sage and all of the spirits and energies and stuff. I mean, to me, the scent, the fragrance and everything brings me back to a peaceful place.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not necessarily some spiritual type of stuff going on outside of me, where more so an event taking place within that brings me back to a place that I actually feel tranquility.
Well, I'm more mystical, and I feel like there's more to it than that. But again,
she calls it mystical. It's mysterious. But okay.
No, it's not. So, and then he gave us stones, right? He always gives us like a little gift. So he gave us some stones that he had that made it him think of us and represent us. Yours matched your outfit. He didn't know what you were wearing today. Yours matched your outfit. And mine ended up being the same stone that I collected rocks as a girl, a little girl. And it was one of my favorite rocks that I had growing up. And he had brought that same stone. Not the same one, but, you know, that type of stone.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. There's just every feel like every time we're around him, there's more of like a... I don't even know how to describe it. It's just kind of like a non-earthly connection. You know, like it's like a weird, like there's always coincidences. There's always synchronicities. There's always just, you know, he had no idea what you were going through. He had no idea what mood you were in. And, you know, I feel like he knows me more in those kinds of moods than you. You know what I mean? And for him to just say the stuff he was saying to you was just so... You know, it. I don't even know how to describe it, but I say that to say those are the people that kind of balance out the draining people. Yeah. And those are the people that, you know, we should definitely be grateful for and, you know, give attention to. And I feel like we both have not reached out to him as much as we should be. And, you know, definitely he just brought so much to us today that you can't even put words to.
Yeah, definitely. And, I mean, and it's always good to have somebody like that in your life that can, you know, just come in and change the atmosphere, a negative atmosphere into a positive one.
Mm-hmm.
Just like that. Because like you were saying, right when he came in and he just like, why are all the blinds closed? Like, that's the mood I'm in. It's right. Like, well, that's not the mood I'm in. Let's open these blinds up. And immediately I had no choice but for my mood to shift.
Right.
Into it, just because just letting the light in. I mean, we have a lot of natural light that comes into our home, and just to have all the blinds shut and all the curtains pulled closed, it was just like dark in here.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't even realize that it was dark in here like that until the light was shining through, and it was like, wow, I was just in a real dark place,
right?
Literally as well as figuratively. So, yeah, thanks, Jay.
Yes, that. Thanks, Jay, definitely. And I don't think he would have, like, I feel like that whole visit brought our creative juices out. And we were like, let's do something. Let's, you know what I mean? The kids aren't here. Let's do something. And let's start recording the podcast today. And we probably wouldn't have done that hadn't he visited. Yeah, we would have been stuck in your rut. I would have felt kind of helpless as far as helping you out of the rut. And so, yeah, definitely was helpful in more than one way.
Absolutely. So, yeah, that's the duality of of our lives. You know, we have those individuals who can be toxic and can drain you, and you don't see a means by which to be cleansed of that. And then you have those individuals who actually serve as the cleanser, who actually can come through and cleanse you of those negative feelings and emotions. But ultimately, at the end of the day, it's all on you.
Right.
It's all on you. It's all on the way that you perceive things. Like, for instance, if I didn't allow this person to drain me, then I wouldn't be drained. But I allow it to happen. Just like when Jay came, I allowed him to be able to help me out of that.
Right.
You know, just being open to the world around you and being able to experience the world around you is a beautiful thing. But you have to be able to have that balance. You have to be able to see it and actually have those individuals or those methods in place to balance everything out, or it could be detrimental.
Right, as it was for you, you know, before you got here. And I think another thing we touched on that's important, balance and boundaries. you know, setting those boundaries for, you know, I think boundaries are important no matter what, but definitely for the people that are toxic, if you choose to keep them in your life, if you choose, you know, to keep those, like you said, bloodsuckers in your life, I think boundaries are key, knowing when you need to kind of take a break from them, when they've overstepped, and letting them know that, and, you know, things to talk about, things not to talk about, and having those expectations as to, like, this is as far as this relationship's gonna go, and that's it, you know, like, don't expect more than that from them, don't, you know what I mean, because otherwise you're just causing yourself more hurt and more pain.
Yeah, my routes is a little easier than that. I just, there's nothing, there's no reason for us to even keep on going down that road. I mean, because...
But my point is with the boundaries, sorry to cut you off, my point is with the boundaries is if you set those boundaries up, you won't be visiting that road.
Yeah, but there's some people that you can't set boundaries with.
Yeah.
No matter how much you try to set boundaries, it just doesn't, they're just absolutely, like, I can give a scenario where you can look at somebody and ask them if they cannot do something because it's harmful. And they can look at you and say, yeah, okay, I'll stop doing that. But then do it right then. Well, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And it's like, okay, so are you not acknowledging that you're telling me that you're not going to do that anymore? Or are you just blatantly disrespecting me?
Right.
And that's something that I don't have time to sit around and think about. Mm-hmm. If you're not acknowledging this or if you're trying to disrespect me, I'd rather just not deal with you at all in that way. I don't have to worry about if you just are dumb, deaf, and blind, or if you're just malicious towards me.
But I feel like right now, as a man, you're not acknowledging the fact that you have an emotional connection to this person. And I think as a man, it's easy for you to just say, like, that's it, I'll cut him off, and not acknowledge that. But it's there, whether you want to acknowledge it or not.
Yeah, I feel like it's easy to shut that off, though. Mm-mm. I mean, a lot of people say it's not, but I don't know.
I don't know.
I feel like...
There's a reason why this person continues to come back into life, even when you have decided to cut them off.
Because I let them.
Because you crave that emotional connection with them.
No, because I'm trying to give them the benefit of the doubt. And be a person for them that they want me to be. So, I mean, I don't even necessarily think that I allow this person back into my life for me most of the time.
Okay. Well, we'll agree to disagree there, okay?
I guess so.
All right. Well, I think we can wrap it up here.
You think that's enough for them?
I think that's enough. I mean, first episode, we touched on some heavy stuff. We touched upon some stuff we're going through. We gave them a little info about us.
All right.
You think that's good?
Yeah, sounds pretty good.
All right.
Okay, well, so if there's anything else that you guys would like us to talk about or anything that you would like to know about us, I don't even know if there's any comment sections or anything like that. But
well, you can follow us on social media.
Yeah, you can do that.
So Shaw Prince is at Divine Principality, right?
Yep, that's Divine_Principality, and that's Instagram, and yeah, just Instagram, or Shaw Prince of Law on Facebook.
And I am right now just on Instagram at Rax Beauty, that's at RAQS Beauty, and yeah, just let us know what you want to talk about, if you want to know more about us, and follow us on those handles. Is that it?
That's it.
Okay. Thanks for tuning in. Peace.
Peace.